This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
So I always feel at this point that once I tell people I'm a stripper, people are like, the thought of her as a stripper is just too sexy for me to concentrate on the rest of the show. So I'm going to reassure you now, I was probably the worst lap dancer that Scotland has ever seen, right? Ever. There's a few reasons for this, right? Number one, so before I was a stripper, I was the same as you guys, and I just thought strippers are these sort of like exotic, bitchy women, and the most important thing is for you to get your tits out repeatedly. Actually, what makes a good stripper is what makes a good woman in a patriarchal society, and it's how willing you are to repeatedly do this to men. Smile and nod. Wow. All your opinions are so interesting and valid. Yeah, I can pretend I'm an idiot. Whereas when I was a stripper, it was more along the lines of this. You've been telling me you're a nice guy for 30 minutes. Please, please get a dance or fuck off, time thief. See, sometimes now, I like to dance about my house in the nip, right? Well, that's how I dance, in a very inelegant way. And my boyfriend will watch me and go, I refuse to believe that you were ever a stripper. Right? He says, I've never seen someone who makes nude dancing look so threatening and so unsexual. Reason two, I was a bad stripper. So my boyfriend's always saying that he thinks I should be diagnosed with Asperger's. That's like high functioning autism. I know, I'm like, Connor, if you want to break up with me, just do it, right? No need to pathologise it. But it gives you an indication of how bad my social skills are, and being a good stripper is all about the social skills. So you would have to lie to guys repeatedly, and guys would ask the same stupid questions day in, day out. So guys would say to you, why are you doing this job 20 times a night? And a good stripper would say something like, because I'm so dirty, right? But to me, that would be a lie. So I would go, to fund my Arabic and Islamic history degree. Why am I not getting any dances? And the weird stuff that happened in there all the time. I just could not talk to the customers. Like, there was one time a guy came into the club. I was grinding that pole for tips. And he was like, he said, I don't want you to take your clothes off, which is never a good line in that industry. He said, I just want you to humiliate me. Now, I realise in hindsight he meant sexually. But I was very naive at 21, so what he got instead was me vaguely going, look at your stupid bald head. I bet all your life choices have been mundane. You probably work in recruitment. And he was paying me like three times the normal amount for this, so he was wanting some filthy shit. Like, he was wanting me to say stuff like, I'm gonna fuck you with a strap on, you limptic sissy bitch, right? What he got instead was me just going, did you know bald men have more suicidal thoughts than not bald men? And then in my head, I was like, that's it, I've run out of humiliating things to say to him. So then I said, your time is up, sir. And he went, no, no, keep going, here's more money. So I just had to start from the beginning again. Look at your stupid bald head.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.